Agriculture Ministry to spend $10 million to assist farmers in drought-affected areas, and a debate begins on the Administrator General's Amendment Bill. You're tuned in to House Matters. Thanks for joining us.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise that persons scheduled to pick up their passports between Wednesday, May 20 and Friday, May 22 should do so at the Police Officers Club on Hope Road instead of the agency's head office on Constant Spring Road. Please remember to take along your receipt. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, will spend some $10 million to provide nearly 300 650-gallon water tanks to farmers in the areas affected by the current dry season. Portfolio Minister Derek Kelly made the announcement during the sitting of the House of Representatives on Tuesday, May 19, pointing out that the areas affected by the dry spell are located in the southern belt of the country.
This $10 million will also facilitate trucking of water to farmers, which will amount to maybe some 400 loads. This will complement the over $30 million that we have already allocated earlier this year to provide inputs to farmers island-wide under the Production Incentive Program.
In addition, the Agriculture Minister states that the government has been addressing the small-scale irrigation needs of the country's farmers under the Rural Economic Development Initiative Ready project implemented by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund. Mr. Kelly informs that nearly $30 million has been invested in procuring and installing drip irrigation systems for farmers in Colbeck, Hounslow, Beacon Litter Park, New Forest, Duff House, and Yellas.
Some 225 half-acre drip irrigation kits with fittings have been provided to farmers. These farmers have also been provided with 1,000-gallon storage tanks. I'm happy to report that another 190 such kits will be provided by the Ready Project by the end of this month.
He further notes that an additional $14.4 million is being spent by Ready to implement drip irrigation and fertigation systems at Bracco and Plant and Garden Rivers on some 30 acres of land. Mr. Kelly also told the lower house that a meteorological drought has not yet been declared in Jamaica, while noting that the country has now started to experience minor rainfall. He is imploring all farmers to resist the temptation to use slash-and-burn methods for land clearing and employ the necessary agronomic practices that conserve moisture in the soil. Debate on the Administrator General's Amendment Bill, which aims to speed up the estate administration process in Jamaica, started in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The bill seeks to amend the Administrator General's Act and certain other acts to effect reform to the law relating to the administration of estates and for connected matters. In opening the debate on the bill, Attorney General Patrick Atkinson noted that the need for reform of the Principal Act is evidenced by the lengthy delays in processing applications for the distribution of estates.
Inadequate resources and archaic laws have contributed to inefficiencies in the processing of applications for the grant of letters of administration, or probate, at the Supreme Court and Resident Magistrates Court. One result of the inefficiencies I mentioned is that a significant number of parcels of land and other assets to be inherited, such as money in bank accounts, remain in limbo for very long periods without being transferred to beneficiaries.
Mr. Atkinson further states that with the amendments to the bill, the Administrator General will be given expanded authority. This, he says, will allow for the settlement of over 3,000 estates, thereby improving the efficiency of the department. In his contribution, Opposition Member of Parliament for St. Andrew Northeastern Delroy Chuck welcomed the legislation, noting that the amendments to the bill are a significant step in unleashing a number of important estates so that benefits can be obtained and capital can be attained for development of the society. Debate on the bill will continue at the next sitting of the House of Representatives. The bill was passed with two amendments in the Senate on Friday, April 10. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.